SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Kate Fell. I'm the Artistic Director of Darwin Festival.
And the Darwin Festival's approaching really soon. Can you tell us how many performances there's going to be this year?
Oh, yeah, there's about, like, I don't know, over 600 performances, you know, like over 30 venues and, yeah, hundreds of artists from the Northern Territory, Australia and the world as well. So it's a really big, beautiful festival. Takes place for about 18 nights in Darwin on Larrakia land.
Wow, that's a lot of performances.
Yes.
And how many venues? You said there's multiple venues. How many venues will there be? And is it all just around the same kind of location?
Yeah, so there's over 30 venues. There's some that we build ourselves, like kind of pop-up beautiful venues. We really make the most of Darwin in August, which it doesn't rain, it's in the dry, it's an absolutely beautiful time to be here. But we also use the great theatres that are here, galleries, music venues, cinemas, you know, so mostly all across Darwin. And we're also extending into Palmerston this year, which is about 20 minutes from the Darwin CBD.
Yeah, awesome. Well, the weather even should be something that people would just want to get up there just to get out of this cold weather, especially down here in Sydney, it's freezing.
Absolutely. Everyone who comes to Darwin just has such a beautiful time. It's you know, it's a very magical festival. The locals really look forward to it and get behind it. And anyone who's visiting, as you say, just makes the most of the weather, the culture. You know, there's a really great sense of community celebration, really, that people love when they visit to feel part of. There's some fantastic new shows. A real highlight this year is the world premiere of Song Spirals by Rosalie Pearson. It's based on the book Song Spirals, and it really takes you into the heart of Yolngu country, the language, culture and country of Rosie and her culture. And you, what you'll see and experience is beautiful dance, music, and these stunning projections as well. So that'll be in Brownsmart Theatre in the opening week of the festival. That's going to be a real highlight. Some other premieres we have with Darwin Symphony Orchestra. They have a beautiful new work that they have commissioned involving Ani Bilawara Lee and NT composer Netanala Mazari. And so it's commemorating the 50th anniversary of Cyclone Tracy that happened 50 years ago here. So it involves the reflections of Arnie B. And, you know, so it will be a really beautiful moving work of that very devastating event that happened 50 years ago. Oh, there's lots. Ben Gratz has a great new show called Tina, A Tropical Love Story. And Ben... he was just, his story is that, you know, when he was here and he grew up here in Darwin and he saw Tina Turner at the Darwin Amphitheatre and it kind of changed his life. And so through his drag character Miscellaneous and lots of special guests, you know, it's about sharing some really deeply personal stories, but, you know, will be a lot of fun, that show. So they're just three, but there's some really lots of fantastic works, all kind of from NT artists that we, you know, that's part of our role in the festival to really shine a light on the amazing artists and stories here in the territory.
And it's been running for 45 years. What's the difference this year compared to other years? Is there anything like any exciting changes or something different that you're bringing this year that you haven't to other years?
Yeah, so this year we've got a fantastic opening weekend planned at the Darwin Amphitheatre. We have our opening event is Ilbidgery Theatre Company's Big Name No Blankets, the story and music of the Wurrumpi Band as told through the eyes of Sammy Butcher. You know, and that's premiered in Sydney and it's been in Melbourne. It's coming up to Brisbane. But Darwin will be really special. We're doing it outdoors at the amphitheatre and it's such a classic and you know, NT story. So to have it here in Darwin will be awesome. And then on the Saturday night is the National Indigenous Music Awards, which has, you know, been going for 20, you know, plus years, but always an amazing celebration. And then the Sunday night is Missy Higgins with her second act tour. So that we weren't able to, didn't do anything in the amphitheatre last year. So to bring that back this year was really great with some big events. As I mentioned, we have this weekend in Palmerston, which is a new initiative and a really great way to bring new audiences. We've got a kind of family-friendly program as well as a kind of comedy gala night there. And then the other kind of great new addition this year is Darwin has amazing food and bars scene here. And so we've got this program called A Taste of Darwin that's these really beautiful boutique experiences where you can you know, meet the cocktail makers and you know, they're always, you know, made by, you know, with native ingredients and real, you know, have a real Darwin flavor and food. So that's going to be a really, really fun program as well.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. And can you also tell us more about the First Nations performances that will be featured throughout the festival?
Of course. So a big part of the program is an incredible First Nations visual arts program. And that's, we work with all the galleries here and they present exhibitions. So of course there's the NATSIAs, National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards, where you get to, the exhibition's up at the moment, but that's the night where you get to hear the award winners. The award winners are announced and they have a really great free community. Everyone's invited to the ceremony as well. Salon Arts Projects do just a fantastic exhibition of all the artists that weren't accepted into the NATSIA. So you get to see, you know, some really, really interesting First Nations artists. There's exhibitions at Northern Centre of Contemporary Art and many, many more. So that's a really big part. And a lot of, you know, people who come up to Darwin for August really can embrace that visual arts program. There's lots of great openings. Other kind of shows, got some great music. Dr. Shelley Morris with Arakula Yimbayara, which is a beautiful musical tribute to the heritage, to their heritage and the rich tapestry of Borroloola language. So that's going to be a show that we'll have in Festival Park. We've got a great hip-hop double bill with Barker and Kobe D. We've got Betty Ray's at the Rail. So there's always lots of First Nations music. And some shows for families as well. Lucas Proudfoot with his show Proudfoot and Friends, and Sean Shulborough will be in the Palmerston family program. So that's just a sample of some of the First Nations programming.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. And I know that Barker and Kobe D will definitely draw a big crowd because they're very popular.
Absolutely. That'll be a great, yes, a double bill with those two. Yeah.
And another exciting part of the festival program that I read about is the popular outdoor festival park, which yes. is on every evening from sunset. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what events will be taking place there?
Yeah, so it's on, it's a really special, important part of the festival. There's a lot of people that their experience of the festival is going to Festival Park, and that might be, there's some great food that we have by local Darwin chefs. There's free music that's there every night. We've got this great installation called Lost Dogs Disco. So there's always lots going on without you having to buy a ticket to anything. Just really soak up the atmosphere. And, you know, it's really, it's hard to explain till you're there, but it's a very inviting, warm, welcoming space. And so people start talking to a stranger and you know, you really just get the, you know, Darwin is a very relaxed place and Festival Park really has that feel where you can just meet and talk to anyone. So that's Festival Park. And within that, then we set up a stage and that's where we have, so Barker and Kobe D, for example, will be there, Ben Gratz's show. So it's kind of this mix of music, comedy, cabaret, circus. So every night there's two, sometimes three shows. We have Club Ali, which is our awesome late night DJ kind of venue. So yeah, there is, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but there is really something for everyone in Festival Park and in that stage.
And for closing weekend, there'll be three concerts to end the festival. Can you tell us who'll be playing during that closing weekend?
Yeah, so we did this for the first time last year at the Darwin Ski Club. For those who've been to Darwin, sunsets are a very important part of the experience here. And so there's pretty much nowhere better to see it than the ski club. So what we've done is these three concerts We've got Marlon Williams on the Friday night. On Saturday night is Kate Miller-Heidke, and then our closing night is the Cat Empire. So all three amazing musicians that, you know, all the tickets are selling fast, as you can imagine. So, yeah, just a really, and we get NT artists as support acts for all those bands as well. So the audience just gets a really unique experience, actually, where the first Marlon and Kate concerts will be seated. You know, they're coming on as the sun is setting. Like, it's very, very special. And then Sunday night is like just big party time as we celebrate the end of the festival.
And finally, where can people go to find out more information about the festival, like the rundown and ticket info? And also, I don't think I asked you at the beginning, but when does the festival kick off as well?
Yeah, sure. So the Darwin Festival is the 8th to the 25th of August. And you can find all the information on our website, which is darwinfestival.org.au. Of course, all the socials as well. So, yeah, and you can sign up for our e-news if you want to kind of get each week info on particular shows.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.